Welcome back to season three of Where We Belong, a podcast exploring all that Cavan heritage has to offer. The Irish Countrywomen's Association, or the ICA for short, has been bringing women together for generations. With over 6,000 members nationwide, Savina Donoghue sat down with the current president of the Cavan Federation, Kathleen Farrelly, and lifelong member Lila Beattie to find out more. So, sit back, relax, and spend some quality time with Cavan and its people.
Good afternoon, Lila and Kathleen, and thank you both very much for being here with me this afternoon and to talk a little bit or a lot about the ICA, and in particular the ICA in Cavan. So Kathleen, if I can ask you, just for people who don't know about the ICA, what can you tell them about the ICA?
Well, the ICA was founded in 1910 in Bree in County Wexford.
Okay.
By a lady called Anita Lett. And she saw the poverty in all around her. And she decided to try and do something to help women out of the poverty that they were in.
Okay.
So she got a group of her friends together and they formed what was called the United Irish Women. And the first thing they did was they formed an association, what was called Jubilee Nurses. And they got them to go around the houses and help women. Women were having babies. They didn't know how to wash them, feed them, clothe them. They had no idea. And they went around the houses to help these women those years ago. And then it developed on then in 1935. They had to change the name of the United Irish Women because it sounded political.
Okay.
And we're
yes.
non-sectarian, we're non-political organisation.
Yes.
So they changed it to the Irish Countrywomen's Association and in Irish, Banrach na Tuatha.
Okay.
And that's the name that is still today, 113 years later.
That's a beautiful history. I didn't realise, and I actually didn't realise the ICA was that old.
Yes, yeah, we were 113 years old the 15th of June this year.
All right, okay, that's amazing.
So we have a guild, we call guilds, the groups.
Each
group is called a guild.
Yes.
And then the guilds come together and they form a federation.
Okay.
And then we have higher up, we have the NAC, which is a National Advisory Council.
Yes.
And higher than that again, we have the National Executive Board.
And how many members?
The members now, at the present moment in Ireland, all of Ireland, is about something over 8,000.
Okay, okay.
And in Cavan, we have 15 guilds and over 200 members in Cavan. Now, we did some years back, we did have a lot more guilds. And with age of members and no young women to take on responsibility for organising or whatever, it has dwindled down now to 15.
Okay.
But we're 15 great guilds, great strong guilds.
That's
great,
good.
Yeah.
That's really good. Yeah. And Lila, I know you're a member of a guild, but I just can't. Which guild are you a member of?
Savina, I belong to Bruskie Guild. That's outside Ballinyat in the heart of the country.
And how many members would you have?
We have 18 members.
That's excellent.
We have a good guild at the moment and it's going very well.
And you were telling me earlier about what the ICA has done in the past for women, and maybe you'd like to share that a little with our listeners.
Well, as Kathleen said in the beginning, they were there to help women, and then there weren't very many outlets for women.
Yes.
Way back 80 years ago. So ICA was great social outlet for them and to teach women skills. You know, Ireland was a different country 80 years ago or 70 years ago or even 50 years ago to what it is today. And they learned crafts through ICA, needlework, crochet, tapestry, to name but a few, and different recipes for cooking, different methods of cooking, all that sort of thing.
So all that thing was covered with
Oh, yes, yes.
That's
nearly any domestic skill you can learn through ICA, or you can go to the college. We have a college in Tamanfakin in County Louth.
Yes.
Kellogg's Foundation gave us a college up there, and you can do millinery. I can't think of the half of the things you can do. You think of any more, Kathleen?
Sure, there's all kinds of crafts and art and glass painting. You name it, they can cover it.
Okay.
You know.
And if I can just ask you one question, and I would like to ask this because I know Mrs. Ferris was a, Phyllis Ferris, she was a member.
She was a Federation president, and then she was a great collector of all sorts of artefacts.
Yes.
She had, I suppose, notebooks. She, every cutting that mentioned ICA, she had a cut out, and she had it in a, what do you call the
scrapbook. Yes, of course.
It was scrapbooks upon scrapbooks.
Yes.
And she had all that collection. Then she collected all sorts of old, like old irons, old kettles, all that. And she opened up a museum then in her own place.
Yes, I remember. That was called the Pig House.
The Pig House
collection.
Yes,
I remember that, yes.
And she donated a good bit of that stuff then to
the Cavan County Museum.
Museum then.
Yes.
And she was a fantastic lady, and she had a great interest in ICA, and she loved us to see, you know, young people getting on in life. She had no family of her own, but she still had a great interest in young women and getting them trained into different things. When you talked about the classes for all the different things in Ungreanon, when ICA started first, there was a couple of fantastic ladies, Lucy Franks, Lady Fingal, Olive Hughes and Anita Lett and many more. They started schools in the Slievenamon Mountains.
Right.
Teaching young women all kinds of crafts. And then they got them doing little knitting and crochet and all of that. And then they opened up what's called country markets for that they could sell their produce. And it meant that they had a bit of pin money. They were able to support themselves, and it made new life for them all and for their children.
It actually probably gives them a newfound freedom.
Give them a new, unbelievable what women went through in those days. And then the push went on then for the electricity and the water in the home and all of that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the electricity and the water in the home.
They pushed hard for that.
Because they really fought to get electricity into the homes.
Yeah, they were absolutely brilliant women.
And running water.
Yeah. They were the two big things that was missing. And that changed the lives of hundreds of women.
Yes. It's hard to imagine. When we live in the world we live in today, it's hard to imagine that, you know, selling your crafts or being able to develop something, then sell it, then have a few extra bob. Yeah. It's just hard to imagine.
Even you got, and they even got little gardens going, showing them how to plant a few cabbages or a few lettuce, keep a few hens and have a few eggs. All of that stuff all started.
Yeah, because I often think men would have been out and about, but it wasn't the same for women.
No.
So what do you think? They didn't have the same outlets.
No, they did not indeed. And to go back to Mrs. Ferris, what's the word I'll use, initiated the Friendship Bowl.
Yes, I was going to ask you about the Friendship Bowl. That's
and
important.
That was, we still have a competition every year for public speaking, you know, to get people up to speak, because in days gone by, especially,
we were all terrified of open mouths.
Yes, yeah.
You know?
And it could be to read a bit of prose, or to read poetry, or what else would it be, Kathleen?
Mostly that, poetry and reading a poem and prose, whatever. It was the very fact of getting you up. You were so nervous.
And it was like a competition, wasn't it?
Then it was a competition among the guilds, yes.
That's lovely. And then you'd win the friendship.
And
what
a
lovely name
bowl.
For it. What a beautiful name for it.
Lovely name for it, definitely now. And it did. It got people started that was terrified to go.
Yeah,
you know. I mean, I'm 57 years in ICA.
Yeah.
And do you think that when I started, that I'd be sitting here in front of this? No way. Absolutely. I wouldn't open my mouth at a meeting. I wouldn't for years.
That's really fantastic.
And a lot of women were the same.
Yeah. They didn't have a voice. It's almost as if the ICA have helped in giving women a voice.
Definitely. Definitely. Wouldn't you say so too?
I definitely would. And what would I say? There's one woman recently, a few years ago, has joined our ICA, and it has dare I say, made a new woman of her. Mm. She is now our secretary. And before that, she was so nervous and she wouldn't take part in... And you wouldn't ask her to stand up and speak, do you know?
Yes.
Gave her great self-confidence.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. Oh, yes, oh,
definitely,
yes.
It definitely was.
So the ICA is, like, when you hear that, you know, hear that story, and there's so much potential to do so much for people. And I think very much in the past. I'm not saying now it doesn't.
They needed it more that time nearly than they do now.
Yeah.
There's more social outlets now.
Well, the social outlets would have been much less, and women wouldn't. But to go out and learn a new craft, I think meeting people, because I think there could have been a lot of loneliness for women in rural Ireland.
There had to be, yeah.
Is it very much seen as a rural, or is it in
towns? Oh, no, it's in towns and cities. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's all big towns, big cities, all over the place, yeah.
But definitely for rural Ireland, it had to be a wonderful outlet.
It was. And even like when I came to where I'm living now, I'm a member of Kildallan ICA. And when I came out there almost 60 years ago, there was nothing. I didn't know who was living in the next house.
Yes. You married in there, Kathleen.
I married in there from Belturbet.
All right, yeah.
And I didn't know anybody.
Yes.
And I was there, and within the first year of being there, I had twins.
Oh my, yes.
And I was housebound. I couldn't drive. Mm. So when it came to Kildallan opening up then, and Lord rest my husband, he was the one that pushed me out.
Yeah, thank God he did, because, he did.
He often said after that, though, many a time he hadn't done it. He said, she's never at home, but anyway.
He might have regretted that.
He might have regretted it,
he was
a great community man, so it didn't make a big difference.
Yeah, you mentioned community. The ICA is really all about community, isn't it?
Oh, very much so, yeah. And the one great thing I like about ICA, I belong to several other organisations, but you could go in your pyjamas and nobody'd say,
I look at home.
You're not dressed. And there's a great camaraderie among the women.
Yes.
And like Kathleen said, I wouldn't have known the women in Bruskey and the other end of Ballintemple only for ICA. I have great friends in ICA. You know, it's a great builder of friendships, I have to say that. And also, it's a very fair organisation.
Okay, tell me why you think it's a very fair organisation.
Well, not so much now, but in the beginning when I joined, if you brought women to, say you brought three or four women to a federation meeting, well, they all had to pay a half a crown or whatever it was towards the petrol, towards your car. And there's no such thing as you being out money.
Yes, I understand.
Am I right there, Kathleen?
Yeah, you know, everybody shares if they share a car or
so
whatever.
So it's a very thoughtful, like people think and include and are caring to each other.
Very much so. Yeah. And if there's sickness or a bereavement in a family, oh my God.
Incredible. I know we might think when we're talking here today that, you know, it was very good for the past and for people in the past, but it's really very good for the present too.
Oh, even, yeah.
We still need friends. We still need community. Yeah. I mean, we still need people that will support us and not judge us and no matter what we do.
Yeah, it's definitely there. And the great thing about it is that religion never comes into it. Politics never comes into it.
Oh, definitely not.
Okay.
And you could be sitting beside somebody, you have no idea what their politics are, what their religion is, or anything else, and it doesn't matter.
So that's really, really lovely.
A bit difference.
Yeah.
Not a bit. We're all there as one group.
Okay. So you go to a meeting. So is there a format for a meeting?
There is, yes. There has to be format for all meetings. So you'd never... You have the business of the meeting as well, and you have reports from the guilds and stuff like that. And then you have all the different competitions. Now, coming up now in September, the 14th of September, we have two big competitions. One of them is for a tray of vegetables, and the other one is flower arranging.
Okay, okay.
And all the guilds, you could have 20 entries in the flowers.
And will that take place in one place?
That'll take place now out in the Connerty Centre.
Lovely.
And a adjudicator will come in and judge the arrangement. This year's arrangement is arrangement in a teapot.
Okay.
Arrangement of
flowers in a teapot.
In your own garden.
Oh, yes. Okay.
They can't be bought.
No.
And then the tray of vegetables, then there's so many choices of vegetables that you're given to pick from. And you can enter six of those vegetables on a tray.
Fantastic.
And we have a beautiful cup sponsored by Cavan Garden World for that. And we have a lovely trophy as well from a past member of Loch and Lea Guild, who was a fantastic ICA member and had a wonderful garden. And she, her family in her memory, sponsored a beautiful big cup for the flower arranging.
That's absolutely brilliant. So there's lots happening.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that's...
Absolutely. Now, and then as Lila said, we have the Friendship Bowl. We have the Manor Cup, which is for baking. And we have the Preserves Cup for jams and marmalades and all sorts of that.
And just to go back to the Friendship Bowl, does that happen every year?
Every year. And the same competitions take place every year.
And it's like the same thing again. Different guilds.
Same thing again every year.
Send in different people to represent them and then someone will win the...
And different things, different topics every year.
Okay. Yeah.
And also at the competition, it's not just a matter of who wins the cup. But I learned from your...
arrangement.
And I learned from yours.
Oh,
and
yes,
yours,
so you learn from one another.
Oh,
you,
yes.
Yeah, and that's really nice.
A big thing in it, I think.
Yeah.
And you get ideas, good ideas from other people.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they don't mind sharing those ideas.
No.
If you have somebody and say, well, how did you do that?
Yes.
She'll take time to show you.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
And if somebody new moves into an area.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wonderful way for them to meet people, get to know people and learn from each other. And of course, I'm sure there's lots of fun and crack too.
Oh, indeed there is.
Oh, yeah, there is. And there's a cup of tea. Don't forget that.
Yeah, very important.
That's a cup of tea.
Yeah.
But when you get now to where I happen to be for the last 2.5 years to Federation President.
Yes.
And you're automatically a member of the National Advisory Council.
Okay.
So there's 27 federations in Ireland. There's 26 counties, but because of Tipperary, North and South, there's 27.
Okay.
And every one of those 27 have become friends of mine from I started 2.5 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we ring each other and we meet at the meetings and they're fantastic.
So it really is a wonderful way to meet
people.
It's
national, it's an all-Ireland thing. It's just brilliant.
I know from the guild that's at home in Crushalough, where I'm from, they often have different speakers in or different people doing crafts or, you know, a different...
Doctor, nurse.
Yes.
Everything like that. Yeah.
So it's really, really... So the future, what is the future of the ICA?
The future, I don't know, is trying to get more members.
Okay.
That's the big thing now, because we're all now, I'm into my 80th year, and there's no younger member. There is younger members, but we're all in our 70s, 80s, 60s. We need the young blood now, 30s, 40s. But unfortunately, what I find now, and I see it there with my own daughters, they're working.
Yes.
Which I wasn't doing when I had to retire. I was in the marriage bar, I was in that, and I had to retire from work. But now they're all working. They have kids to pick up and fresh. There's homework. There's dinners. There's laundry. There's everything for the next day. Get them out to school the next morning. Go to work. They just don't have the time to do that. Hubby's working as well. Whereas my hubby was a farmer and he was down the evening times.
Yeah.
But it's a completely changed situation now. Completely changed.
It's a completely changed environment, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Everywhere. Do you find that too, Lila?
Very much.
Yeah, you were teaching now for a good part of your ACA years too.
Oh, yeah, for most of it, yeah.
It was hard going, but you walked around it and you planned your, you know, you had everything done in the evening so that when he came in for the babysit, you could go.
Yes,
you know, where it's so different now.
It is very different. And I suppose it's harder in a way to get new members.
Yeah.
And yet new members are, you know, would, I'm sure, would do them the world of good to get out, to meet.
The blood of the association is new. In every association.
In every association.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
Membership is the life's blood.
And do you meet monthly? Is that the thing?
Yeah, we do. The guilds meet monthly. The federations meets every 3 months. The NAC meets every 3 months. And but you can meet oftener.
Mm-hmm.
And there are guilds that meet once a week now. Cavan, for instance, they meet once a week.
Okay.
But it just suits your membership.
And what would you say to someone who's thinking of joining the ICA?
They don't know what they're missing if they don't.
That's right. Taste and see. Come on,
taste and see. Exactly. Yeah, definitely.
And you asked about the future there.
Yes, I did.
Mm. I'm not able to sing because I have a sore throat. But the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera.
Very good, very good.
Yeah. I know, definitely it is. It's fantastic now. As I said, I couldn't, in my 57 years, I don't know where I'd be without it.
Okay, that's lovely.
You know, and now when I'm on my own, it's even better.
That is true. When you're on your own,
you're the same, Lila.
Yeah.
You have that to look forward to, and you have your minister accord, and you have your whatever you have to do.
Gives you a real sense of purpose and being involved, and sense of being involved in the community, and keep you in touch, I'm sure, with people.
Yeah. And we have a quiz every year.
That's right.
It's really a fun quiz, and the winning
team.
Yeah, the winning team, the winning guild go further for the All-Ireland, the Go-Town Green on.
So there's lots of, happening for the guilds go further.
Definitely, definitely. The quiz team now and the Aldi Brown Bread competition, they're going now, the winner.
I'm aware of that,
goes down to the ploughing in Rathaniska.
Yes.
And there's painting competitions.
There's singing competitions.
There's singing competitions. There's choirs. There's dancing.
Yes.
So it encompasses everybody. Whatever your interest is, there's something for you. It's almost like a family.
Oh, yes,
it is
very
one
much
big
so.
Family. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We all know each other and we meet. Then sometimes we do it in Kildallan. I don't know. I don't think there's any other guilds. So we bring our neighbouring guilds and we have a big open night.
That's lovely,
And we'd have a talk or a demonstration or something like that. In October now we have one coming up and it's all to do with upcycling.
Right.
And we'll invite Broski and Kilashandra and Butler's Bridge and Cavan and all our neighbouring guilds to it. We have a great night.
And
do you have the cuppa?
Cuppa. The cuppa is always isn't it? Yeah, it's essential. Yeah, it makes it all. Yeah. And they have different people in on different nights and sharing their skills, sharing their knowledge. It's really nice.
Another big thing that comes up, it happens in June, and we do a walk. All of the guilds come together. And we do a sponsored walk for Cavan Monaghan Palliative Care.
Really,
and we have
impressive.
Jimmy O'Donnell coming now in September to present a cheque for nearly, £5,000?
That's really impressive.
And all the guilds contributed that.
Yes. That's really fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, Lila and Kathleen, I'm very grateful to you for coming in and telling us about the ICA, for sharing your knowledge and, I suppose, the wonderful history and what it has done for so many women in particular in Ireland. And I think that's really, for me, it's really, really, as a woman, it's really important. And I know, you know, it would have given so many people a voice, somewhere to go, someone to talk to, someone that would listen to them, someone that would help them. And we still need the same things.
Of course, we do.
The world today, we still need the same things. So I'd just like to thank the two of you. I wish you the very best. And Kathleen, you as president, I wish you the very, very best. And Lila, I always wish you the best.
Thank you very
wonderful much. Wealth of information. And I thank the two of you for sharing your information and for letting us and the listeners know about the ICA. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Thank you, Sabina.
This has been a Cavan Heritage podcast. Thank you to everyone who gave their time to bring this piece to life. If you've enjoyed this episode of Where We Belong, please make sure to like, leave a review and share. You can subscribe to this podcast to keep up to date with all new episodes. Until next time, slán go fóill.